Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Heidi Harris Show.
Hello, St. Louis!
Heidi Harris. The Heidi Harris Show is on the air.
Good evening. How you doing every Sunday night? The Heidi Harris Show, 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Always thrilled to be with you. Got Ethan skillfully employing all the tactics to keep the show on the air.
You're too kind, Heidi. You're too kind.
Well, you know what, Ethan? I never hear you screw anything up. And that's really important because when I first started in talk radio, I actually worked the board. Okay, I'm going to date myself here, right? Have you ever seen carts, Ethan? The carts that look like an 8-track player? Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I did when I first started. Ooh. I actually had to plug the carts in, you know, put them in the thingy. They had a little, turnaround thing that all the carts were in.
Yep.
Behind you. What do you call that thing?
Oh,
the turnaround
I have no
thing. Grocery store. I don't know. Someone's screaming at the radio right now. I can't think of the name of it. Someone's yelling, you idiot. It's called a, okay, turnstile?
Come on, Heidi.
I know. You know what I mean, though, right?
I get what you're talking about, yes.
I would have to turn the thing around and pull the carts out of it and put them in when I had to play them. And you're going to love this. When I first started doing talk radio, we had open lines. So you would literally hit the line one, you're on the air. That's what you had. No screener, no computer, nothing. Line one, you're on the air.
Not kidding. Like a good time, also potentially a dangerous time.
It sounds like baptism by fire, and you're riding that dump button all the time.
No kidding.
And when I first started, I started it in the middle of the night. I would go on at midnight. Okay. Well, you can imagine the kind of crowd you get on the radio at midnight with an open line. Oh my gosh. It was but you know what? I will always be grateful to that station to give me a shot let me try this because, you know, you can't really do that now. When I started, you started out for free, and that's what I did. I said, I'll do it for free. Okay, I was worth every dime, I want you to know. But I learned, and it was helpful. Anyway, great Thanksgiving for me. How was your Thanksgiving, my friend?
It was good. It was good. You know, as long as there's turkey, mashed potatoes, all that good stuff, you know, it's hard for it to be a bad Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with that. But I've got to tell you something. I went over to some friend's house. I just spent last week with my mom, and she's in another state. So I didn't, you know, I wanted to leave my mother off the hook for Thanksgiving because my mom used to do these elaborate Thanksgiving dinners, and she's not in the best of health now. And so rather than make her feel bad, because I wouldn't make her feel bad, but she would, that she wasn't doing it. So spent the week before Thanksgiving with her, and then she just went with some friends for Thanksgiving, and I went with some friends for Thanksgiving. And I brought mashed potatoes. I can't cook much. I can cook about three things, but I will say that my mashed potatoes are legendary. I'm just saying, okay? So you're my kind of guy. Yeah, they're good. They're good. The key is tons of sour cream. That's what you put in.
Okay.
Tons of sour cream. Yeah,
that's the key. I'll keep that in mind.
Yes. By the way, folks, I'm doing this live on the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. You can see my really tacky Christmas decorations that I put in my office. They're not great, but you can see them. They're lots of fun. So here's the thing, though. Talk about inflation. And I don't want to whine. I will have some things about Bidenflation to mention tonight. But take a guess at what a Marie Callender's pie costs now. Take a guess. If you go to the restaurant and buy one. Any guess, Ethan?
Oof, yikes. I got nothing. I'll throw out $9. I'm gonna be like $40 off, probably.
Okay. All right.
What? Let me hear it. What is it?
$25.
Oh my goodness.
For a Marie Callender's pecan pie. $25.
Yikes.
Yeah. Now, there are people who will buy the frozen pies. Nothing wrong with that. People who will buy the pies at the grocery store or Costco or whatever. Okay, I get all that and not putting any of that down. But I wanted to get a Marie Callender's pie because they're really great. And there you go, $25. So that just goes to show you what inflation has done to
it.
And
we want
people. Oh, yeah. And I only got one bite, unfortunately, because I brought it. Well, not one bite. I got one piece because I brought it to the dinner. I had to share it. Darn it. I would have liked to have had the entire pie to myself. But yeah, so inflation, just an example of the inflation. And they said what? That Thanksgiving dinner was going to cost $65 or more this year. And I know a lot of people. The only way to do it to me is to do a potluck kind of thing. Somebody brings the bird. Somebody else brings everything else. That's the only way to do it and be able to afford it, I would think.
Yeah, that's the only one that makes sense these days, I guess.
I think so. So interestingly, this has been an interesting month for the economic system. Situation. Now, first of all, I've got a report to give you about a furniture store. I don't know if you guys caught this report. A furniture company went out of business and basically fired 2,700 people overnight. We'll get to that story. It's terrible. But here's an even more ominous headline. More than 40% of U.S. small business owners said they couldn't pay rent on time or in full for the month of November. 40%. 40%. A Small Business Network group said there was a survey that came out. They did the survey on this. 57% of beauty salons said they couldn't make rent, as well as 45% of gyms, 44% of retail, and 44% of restaurants. Well, as you know, that's not going to be, you know, something that's going to be sustainable. Making matters worse, they said, this occurred during a quarter when more money should be coming in and rent delinquency rates should be decreasing. But so far this quarter, the opposite has been true. Interestingly, when you talk about hair salons, the place where I go, every time I go, there's nobody in there. Nobody in there. And the person who owns the salon is the one who does my hair. But she has people who work. And she said, as long as they pay their rent, you know, we can stay afloat. These, you know, their hairdressers who pay for their booth or whatever. But the business has just dropped off. I mean, after COVID, a lot of people I know went gray. Their hair went totally gray. And they just allowed it to go gray. Or, you know, they decided to cut back on, you know, haircuts, or they were nervous about going back to a salon, someone that close to their face. I don't know. But she, every time I go in, there's literally no one in there, maybe one or two people, and that's it. So she said business has been very slow, and she's talked to the people who go from salon to salon to salon and sell scissors and things like that. And they say everybody is saying the same thing in hair salons. And I don't know why. Maybe some people have decided to do it themselves or whatever the situation may be. But it's terrible when you have rent delinquency. Alignable, this is the group that talked about this, said last month rent delinquency rates increased 7 percentage points from 30% in September to 37% in October. Now in November, the rate is another 4 percentage points higher, reaching a new high across a variety of industries. Now, business owners say there are a lot of reasons for difficulty making rent, including higher rent costs and lower revenue. 60% cite inflation. One indicator of the toll the inflation is taking on businesses is a steep drop in the percentage of small businesses that are fully recovered. That's what it came down to. First, we had COVID, and now people go out, and you really think about every purchase you make now. Do I really need to do? I mean, as far as just going out and, you know, having dinner or some of the things that you used to do when times were better and food wasn't ridiculous and that kind of thing, you just did it. Now you don't. Now you're going, wait a minute, can I afford to do that? Cut back. A lot of people are like that. Michigan had the highest percentage of small business owners unable to make rent at 51%. Now, by the way, interestingly, the three top states are blue states who voted their governors back in New York, in Michigan, Massachusetts. 49%, 51%, 45%. There you go. That's what happens. Unbelievable. So they surveyed 6,000 businesses, and this is what they found. So here we go. And I don't know what that pretends coming, you know, up the next month or so. By the way, just so you know, guys, we're 28 days away from Christmas. I know that sounds crazy. I don't know how it happens. You go through July, it seems like it's 8 months long, and then there's October, which seems like it's 1 week long, and all of a sudden it's Christmas. Now it's 28 days before Christmas. How did this happen? I always get behind. I always feel like You know, there are things that need to be done that I don't get done. The Christmas cards and, oh my gosh, all that stuff, all that nonsense that we have to get out. That always falls on the women. But more concerning, though, is if businesses can't pay their rent, it's a question of time before, like any of us, you can't pay your rent, can't pay your mortgage. It's a question of time before they get tossed out. And when they get tossed out, you've got, obviously, to be concerned about a lot of things. Like, where are you going to go next? Pretty scary. Now, there's a business company. This is based in Mississippi. The brand is Lane Furniture, made by a company called United Furniture Industries. They told employees via text, this is a couple days before Thanksgiving. I don't know if you've heard this story, but it was a busy week last week. Maybe you didn't. They sent a text out overnight on Monday. So 2 days before or 3 days before Thanksgiving to tell people not to come in tomorrow. One woman, 36 years old, mother of four, and a former traffic controller for United, says she couldn't believe her eyes when she read the message. I mean, sending somebody a text and saying you're out of work. And here's another thing they said. The text said they were all being terminated and their benefits, including health insurance, were being terminated effective immediately. And they also said that Cobra was out. Now, I don't know if you've ever been on Cobra, but Cobra is one of those things, you probably know this if you've ever been out of work or, you know, left a job or whatever. What happens is if you leave a job and you've got insurance there, generally the insurance or the company will offer you Cobra. And Cobra allows you to continue the insurance you had with the company for a period of time. And a lot of people need that gap, whatever that, you know, if they've got some kind of situation going on with their family or whatever, they just haven't figured it out yet. Oh my gosh, I didn't think I'd get fired. So they get Cobra. Now, Cobra's not cheap because you're paying probably more than the company was paying to insure you. But I think the last time we looked into Cobra, it was like $1,500 a month or something ridiculous like that. But if you've got a family and you need that insurance, then you want to pay that. But they said, and I don't know what the legalities of this are. Some people are saying it's illegal for them to do this because you're supposed to be able to give people 60 days notice. There's an attorney who's representing this woman, and he said this, you know, this is a total, it's a violation based on the WARN Act. You probably know this. It's the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, which forces companies with more than 100 employees to give 60 days notice to employees being laid off. Also, even if you were going to do something like this, I'm not a labor attorney, so I'm not even going to address that. That's how I understand it to be. But I mean, it's 3 days before Thanksgiving. At least you could pay them through Christmas, right? If you're real, I mean, I don't know. I mean, these are the things that we're hearing all day long. Breaks my heart that this woman is 2,700 people out of work overnight. And he says that what they did is illegal. Okay, it doesn't make a lot of sense. He said, well, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I don't know what the situation is. But Furniture Today, a trade publication I was not aware of till now, reported that United fired its chief executive. So, you know, once again, are people buying furniture? I'm not in the furniture business. So I, you know, I see the stories about it. All I know is people I know who live in the real world like I do are tending to pull back a little on some of these things and go, you know what? If I don't need it, not that some people don't need new furniture, maybe you do. But if you don't need it, you're saying, and if you can afford it, God bless you. And I hope you do try to help the economy stay afloat. But these kind of stories just break your heart. Talk about having, it seems like it's just heartless. 2,700 people, boom, see you, bye, goodbye. You know, everybody talked about Twitter losing all these employees. Oh my gosh, you know, it's the end of the world. Okay, well, that's bad. I feel bad for people who lose their jobs. I do. I don't like to see people do that. But here's a furniture company, boom, 2,700 people out the door. So it happens in all kinds of industries. And it's just a not a good omen for what's coming up. Speaking of Twitter, we got some updates on Twitter. And I know you guys know the story. St. Louis. Man is about to be executed for murdering a police officer, and his daughter wants to attend his execution. That is just a creepy story. We'll get to it and a lot more coming up here on The Heidi Harris Show. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. And you can watch me do this on The Heidi Harris Show Facebook Live. Okay, coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good evening. How you doing? Well, of course, this week, a lot of controversy involving somebody Trump had dinner with. Actually, two people Trump had dinner with. Nick Fuentes, a guy, I've heard his name. I know a little of what he said. I don't follow him anywhere. All I, you know, heard is, you know, that he's made some comments that I certainly don't agree with regarding race and things like that, and, you know, Israel and whatnot. And here's what I'll say. Here's a larger issue. I'm just getting to the point in my life where I'm trying to spend much more time focused on bigger things than chasing these, what's the word I'm looking for? Chasing these rats around, whoever they are. I just can't worry about what everybody else in media is doing. I really don't. If you don't work for me, which he does not and never has, I'm just not spending the time. I don't have the bandwidth for this stuff. But I know they're making a lot of hay. You know, the people who hate Trump are making a lot of hay. And even people in the Republican Party are outraged that he had dinner with this guy, Nick Fuentes, and Kanye West. I don't know why he had dinner with either one of them, frankly. I mean, Kanye, you know, whatever. You know, he's an interesting character, no question about it. Would I want to have dinner with him? No, not really. Neither one of them. So I would just say you got to be careful who you have dinner with, because there is this assumption that if you do, you endorse everything that they believe in. Now, that's not true necessarily, because I've certainly gone to dinner. I remember when my husband and I got married, we went on a cruise. And when you go on a cruise, you know that you are going to have dinner with, you know, unless you're, I guess they have private dinners, but generally you have dinner with the same people every single night, whatever that table is that you're assigned to every single night of the week. Okay. And so we were sitting at this table with this really, really angry New York liberal who brought up, and all liberals aren't like this, okay? I have plenty of liberal friends. But this was just an angry, nasty guy who should have been on MSNBC. And I made it about 3 days before he figured out what I did for a living, because I just kept my mouth shut. I just want to eat. I just want to eat my dinner. I'm not going to argue politics. I'm on my honeymoon. I don't want to do this. And I don't remember how he figured out what I did. And then it was a war, you know, then, and this is a problem, because when they find out what you do for a living as a talk show host, and there aren't many liberal ones because they just don't succeed for whatever reason, there's always this assumption that you're this, this, and this because you're a talk show host, which is why I don't even tell people at the dog park. I have a group of people I meet with all the time at the park. They don't even know what I do for a living. We've been getting together for about a year now, and they don't know. I've managed to keep it quiet. And the reason for that is because people just judge you. They automatically decide that you're blank, blank, and blank because you talk on the radio for a living. It's crazy. But anyway, this guy was just so angry and nasty. And, you know, so I wouldn't have chosen to have dinner with him, not because he was a liberal, because he was just a nasty guy who couldn't talk about anything else but politics. And he'd come back every day, back to the table, complaining about everything, you know, the weather, where they went, just, you know, whatever, just a miserable human being. Wasn't a lot of fun. But, you know, you have to be careful who you have dinner with, because frankly, time is time is precious. I find that I'm doing a lot less than I used to do. I mean, you know, years ago, I would do all those things. I was doing cable TV hits a couple of times a week and events and this and that. And I mean, I wore myself ragged doing all those kinds of things. And I'm just at the point in my life where I'm just doing fewer things that I don't have to do. Just because there are other things that interest me more. I'm focusing more in Bible studies and you know, reading more history books. I've always loved to read history, but just taking the time to not spend every waking moment worried about what some crazy person who had dinner with Trump is doing. I just, you know, I know it's a topic. I know. I've seen the stories all week long. I look at the news every day. It's part of my job. And obviously, I'm interested in what's going on. But I can't worry about these people. I just can't. I'm just done with the outrage, the clickbait, all the, oh my gosh, look, he had lunch. Oh my gosh, this guy's this and this and this and this. And by the way, I'm not defending anything he's ever said, but the fact that mainstream media calls you a hater doesn't mean anything a lot of times, because their definition of hate is you are, I don't know, maybe you believe in traditional marriage. You're a hater now. So the way they define hate is very different from the fact that there's hate now. Are there people who are anti-Semitic? Yes, there are. I don't understand them. I think you're completely wrong if you're anti-Semitic or racist. Absolutely wrong. God doesn't care what color you are. Why should I? I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me that anybody makes a distinction about race. I don't get it. I wasn't raised that way. I don't understand it. So I don't get these people who, oh, there's a, you know, and I'm not even going to quote some of the Nick Fuentes stuff, because what the mainstream media says he said, I don't even know if it's true, and I'm not going to spend the time looking it up. I'm just not, because he doesn't interest me that much. So let's go with the principle, which is what I always prefer to do. If you're somebody who doesn't like the border being overrun, no matter what color the people are, that doesn't make you a racist. We got 200,000 people coming in on the southern border every single, not forget all the people coming in on planes and everything else, coming in through the southern border, 200,000 a month that they catch. That's a problem. I don't care what color they are. That's a problem. So you're not a racist because you don't like our country being overrun with people who shouldn't be here unless they come in legally. So like I said, I'm not defending any person. I'm talking about the principle of that, you know, that's just stupid. Oh, you're a hater because you believe in traditional marriage. No, I'm not. I don't hate anybody. But because you believe in traditional marriage, you believe in any kind of biblical principles about anything, you're a hater. That's not true at all. So another thing that bothers me is when they call somebody far right who's got some of these ideas about anti-Semitism or Holocaust deniers or these various people that you hear about. You know, if you're a Holocaust denier, I don't know what to tell you. I truly do not even know what to say to you. I can't help you there. I really can't. I mean, do you really not understand that it actually happened? I mean, I can't imagine anybody being that ignorant, but I know they're out there. So if you're a Holocaust denier, I mean, what can you say to these people? But that's not a far right point of view. That's just moronic. It's not far right. Don't call those people far right. They don't deserve to be called anything right. They're wrong, and they're anti-Semites. And they've got a problem with Jews for whatever reason, which I do not understand. I don't get it. So I don't like people being called far right because they, you know, they say some of these things that are just crazy that I wouldn't say. There's some people in the media and my line of work that, you know, they say crazy things that I would never say. I don't give them any time of day. I don't give them any of my brain. I don't follow them. I don't watch them. I don't listen to them. I don't bother with them. And some of the people on the right side of the aisle, not necessarily far right, but, you know, I don't bother with these people. I'm not going to give them my time. And you shouldn't either. You know, when it comes right down to it, life is short. And if you haven't learned that over the last few years and seeing all these people who are dropping dead suddenly and all the things that are going on in the world, life is short. And how you spend your time is important. And when I look back on my life, and I'm certainly not old, but I look back on my life and things that I've done in my life, I just think, my gosh, I wasted a lot of time doing this and that and the other. you know, on inconsequential things. There were some girls who used to walk around the park where I would walk my dog every day. And they were about 20 years old. They're Mormon girls, LDS. And just darling girls. I'm not LDS, but they are. And we would always talk about whatever. And they're such sweet girls. And they asked me, she said, one of the days, one of the girls said, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? And I thought, that is a great question. And if you're 20, 25 years old, you ought to talk to somebody who's older than you are and say, what would you tell yourself at 20? I wish I thought to ask somebody that. What would you tell yourself at 20? And you know what I said? I had to think of something quick. And my first response was, don't waste your time with inconsequential people and inconsequential activities. Don't waste your time on that. Now, it's hard to know when you're young what's inconsequential. I mean, you don't know if that person you're dating is going to be a complete waste of your time or somebody you might marry. I get it. You don't know, and you have to eliminate these things, and you do jobs that maybe aren't your future. And I did that too. I did a lot of different jobs before I got into talk radio, and I'm glad I did because it gave me a more well-rounded experience in life. I know what it's like to work for tips. I know what it's like to do different kinds of things. And so when I talk about these things, I've actually had experience doing it, and that does help. I'm not sitting in some ivory tower on a microphone, you know, acting like I know what it's like to have a real job. I certainly do. So I think that's important. That's not necessarily a waste of time, but you have to decide what is, and you have to try to discern pretty early in life what's going to waste your time. Which activity should you be spending your time on? You know, building your future, whatever it may be, working and, you know, building your wealth shouldn't be the focus of your life. But obviously, you want to get an education if you can. Although, I just watched a really interesting documentary. Write this down, guys. You can watch it later. Interesting documentary on Amazon Prime last night, which I highly recommend you watch. If you've got kids in college or headed to college or anything like that, let me look it up here real quick. I believe it's called Borrowed Future. Yes, it is. It's called Borrowed Future. Write it down. Borrowed Future. Interesting. All about what's happening with college and the loans that these kids are getting and the amount of money that it costs to go to college. And these kids just signed, you know, Elon Musk has even said that if you went to the bank and asked for $10,000 in cash, you can't get that loan, but they'll give you $100,000 at a college, right? Because these loans are not dischargeable. I mean, think of how much college would cost if the government weren't involved. How much would it really cost if everybody couldn't easily, automatically get a loan for college? And then these kids are $200,000 in debt or something like that. There was a guy they interviewed who's a teacher. He's a teacher and a coach. And I have nothing but respect for teachers and coaches. God bless you. But he was hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt for a job that pays, what, $48,000 a year? I mean, God bless teachers, but I can see it if you're a neurosurgeon and you're going to pay that money back, hopefully, you know, in 5 years or something like that. But college is such a lie anymore. It is such a lie. I'm not saying you shouldn't go. I'm not saying it's not worth your time. But the amount of money that it costs is ridiculous compared to what you get on the other end. And these are people who, and they talked in this documentary about how, you know, this guy's working two jobs and he and his wife have no money. You know, I'll tell you something else nobody mentioned that I will mention, because I'm always all about the family and culture and that kind of stuff. Something else nobody talks about, how many people cannot stay home with their kids because they have student loan debt. Now you might say, well, I go to college. I'm not going to sit home after I got a college degree to raise my kids. Well, okay. But what if you want to be home with your kids and you can't because you or your husband or both of you are buried in college debt? It's a huge, huge issue. Trillions of dollars are out there. And, you know, some of these people are going into default all the time, or they're getting grandma to co-sign and then they take grandma's house. I mean, it's a real scandal. And if government weren't involved in it, I guarantee you college would cost a fraction of what it costs now. I mean, my husband and I were talking about this when he got his master's degree. I have to ask him again, but it was a few thousand bucks compared to now. I have a friend who got a master's a few years ago. It was $160,000. Maybe that was for undergrad too. It could have been. I don't know, you know. And here's the thing about the college loan scandal. If you're an average person and you're just an average parent who can't afford to pay $50,000, $60,000 a year for your kid to go to college, and you say, well, I want to give my kid the best. So there's a pressure. I want to give my kid the best. I want my kid to get in the best possible college they can get into. I want my kid to go to Harvard or Yale or this or that. Okay. They might get a better education at a smaller school, but all right, you want your kid to have that ego thing from Yale or whatever because they work so hard to get in there. You know, my nephew went to NYU Stern, okay? Pricey college. My brother was able to pay for it. That's not everybody. My brother's not wealthy, but certainly could afford that. But he planned on it from the time the kid was a baby. You know, if he gets into college, I'm going to pay for it. Okay, great. But if you're an average, let's say you're a lower income or middle income person, your kid gets into this college and you can't pay anything for it. And they may or may not get a degree that ever pays that back. I mean, those are the kids who are stuck. They are stuck for life, completely saddled by this debt. The rich kids, parents pay for it, no problem. No problem. They're the kids, once again, they're the kids who get the benefits. And I'm not, you know, begrudging that if you had rich parents. But there you go again. The lower income, middle income people are constantly squeezed by everything government does. And then these kids get into college and they might get a degree doing something and they might be happier doing something else. You might be happier being, a welder. You know, you've heard these stories about Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs talking about this kind of thing. And the people who do the trades who get out of high school and start a trade. And if you start adding up the money they make versus the money these kids make after all they're buried in college debt, who's living better? Probably the welder. Telling you right now. Probably the welder. Probably the guy who goes and gets his certification in auto mechanics. Those are the guys who are probably living real well. Because you say, well, they don't make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Well, a lot of them do really well, and they're not paying $1,000 a month in student loan debt that they're never going to pay off. Now, you might have to go to welding school, trade school, whatever, but they're not nearly as expensive. But there's this big push. Let's get every kid into STEM. Every kid. You got to be in STEM. You got to be in science, technology, education, and math. Okay. Got to go to college. Every kid doesn't want to go to college. I don't want to code all day. Can't imagine anything I'd hate more than to sit at a computer all day long and code. I spend enough time at a computer just doing my job, whether I'm talking on the air, whether I'm, you know, looking for stories or researching or whatnot. But I spend enough time there. But to sit there all day in front of a computer, oh, and then you get laid off. Facebook just laid off a ton of people. Twitter just laid off a ton of people. If you look at how many people just in tech have been laid off, just in tech. Okay, let me give you the number here. Just in tech. In America, in November, okay, 57,000 people in tech have been laid off. 57,000 people in tech. So there you go. So it's just, I'm not saying college doesn't have value. I'm not saying that at all. If that's what you want to do, you're college bound, you think you can make up that difference, but it is sad to see people completely enslaved by the student debt. But the push is, oh, if you don't do this, you're a loser. Well, I just saw a story today on the New York Times. They were talking about how employers are now not considering whether you have a college degree when they hire people, which makes perfect sense because you're getting all these people who may be very qualified. A college degree doesn't necessarily, I mean, there are certain things you learn, obviously. And no one can take that away from you. The time that you spend in college can be very, very valuable. I get it. But there are a lot of folks who have the motivation who have never gone to college, but they're very motivated. And, you know, I've heard a lot of tech people say that when there was one tech guy who came out a few years ago, said the biggest mistake I ever made was going to college because he wasted years of his life. Now, I'm not saying that's true of everybody. Clearly, I'm not saying that. But it could really mess you up for life. Coming up, interesting story about a woman who had to spend a fortune to deprogram her daughter after she got a college degree at a women's college. This is a crazy story. You got to hear this. This is coming up next right here on The Heidi Harris Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good evening. How you doing? Every Sunday night, 7 to 9, right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Now, during the week, a couple of things. You have options. HeidiHarris.com is my main website where I do some videos and other things during the week. And then you can always find, of course, my show at Audacy.com. Just click on Audacy.com, AUDACY.com, and just click to type in Heidi Harrison and it'll show up. Either the podcast I do in addition to the show or podcast of the show. So you can't get away from me, even if you try. All right. Here's a great story. We were talking about the idea of college. And let me just say, I am not in any way bashing college, because I think for a lot of people, it does work. But I think you've got to be careful and decide what you want to do with your life. And you have to decide whether or not it's worth spending that kind of money, because it may not be necessary. And you may say, oh, in today's world, you have to have a degree to get a job. Well, maybe not. Depends on what you do. So you have to decide that. I'm not saying anybody should or should not go to college, but you have to be very, very careful. It's a big deal. And it's horrifying to see that and like I said, I was looking when I watched this documentary, Borrowed Future, I was also looking at, you know, thinking of people I know who are not able to stay home with their kids because they had so much student debt. They wanted to, but they had to miss that part of their children's lives. I mean, you only have 5 years with them, and then they belong to everybody else, the schools, everything else, right? You got those first few years, you're missing them because you're paying off student debt. I know people like that. So it's disastrous for the entire country and our social fabric, I believe. So just think about these things carefully. That's all I'm saying. So listen to this. There was a Manhattan pharma heiress and her mother. Her mother had to hire a $300 a day deprogrammer to unlearn her woke views when she got brainwashed when she went to Mount Holyoke College. Okay, it's apparently an elite college in Massachusetts, a women's college, all right? She graduated from Mount Holyoke in Western Massachusetts in 2015 and said it drove her to drink and it made her briefly estranged from her mother. She actually threw a vase at her mother during one of the arguments. Prior to attending the school to study history, oh, wow, what job did you get with that? $60,000 a year. She grew up in a traditional household, considered herself open-minded. Okay, fine. The professor tells me about patriarchy. I barely knew what the word meant. I didn't know what she was talking about, she told the New York Post. I wasn't someone into feminism. I just knew that I felt I'd always been free to do what I wanted. Right, ladies, right. Are things perfect? Nah. But, you know, are they perfect anywhere? No. Are they a whole lot better than they used to be? Yeah. She said, I was told at college there's patriarchy and you don't even understand it's been working against you your whole life. You've been oppressed and you don't even know it. Now you have to fight it. She said, I saw everything through the lens of oppression and bias and victimhood. I just went down this deep rabbit hole. I came to the school as someone who saw everyone equally. I left looking for injustice wherever I could and automatically assuming that all white men were sexist. I got to tell you something. If I were an employer nowadays, I'd have a real tough time hiring some woman who was 25. I have a friend who just dealt with this in a law firm. He got a job and he dealt with all this feminist crap from all these women who were treating him terribly just because he was a man. It was terrible. And this one woman he worked for actually had feminist books on display in her office. So these are, you know, it's not, you could be a feminist, but a lot of these women are man haters. They just hate men, period. And how do you deal with that? I mean, how do you get around that if you're a man and you're automatically the enemy the minute you walk in the door? I mean, I feel sorry for these women. So this woman took a gender studies class. Well, that'll do it. In her junior year, she said it left a deep division between her and her mother. She said she felt she had to educate everyone else about the real state of the world, including writing her mother a manifesto that claimed her mother treated her like a wind-up toy. She said, my thoughts were no longer my own. I left school very anxious, very nervous, very depressed and sad. There you go. Perfect for pharma to come in and give you antidepressants. But here's an even scarier thing. She said her professors encouraged alienation from parents and even offered their homes to stay in. She said, they say things like, oh, don't go home to see him. Stay with us for the holidays. She said, most of my classmates believed all this stuff, too. If you didn't, you were ostracized. Can you believe this? $60,000 a year you're paying for your child to be, and I actually know somebody in this situation whose child went to college and became a completely different person and has been estranged from her family for years as a result of this. Wow, crazy. So apparently what she did is their mom actually hired somebody at $300 a day to fix her, a deep programmer, and also her old tennis coach to have to reverse her back. She claimed that the school, her time at the school was no different than if she'd been taken away by the Moonies or the Children of God. Some cult. The mom said she was no longer the Annabelle I'd known all of her life. Wow. Can you imagine that? So you're paying somebody to deprogram your child. It's amazing how quickly that happens. The former student now works for PragerU. You know who that is, Dennis Prager, who's a very nice man. I used to work with him. In fact, we used to share a studio back in the day. Poor guy. He was pretty tolerant. They were building the one for my show, and I had to be in his studio until literally like 5 minutes before he went on the air. I'd have to jump up. He'd have to sit down. God bless him. He was very patient with us. Anyway, she thanks her parents for being persistent. She said, Mount Holyoke, the daughter says, met its match in my mother. If it wasn't for her, I'd probably be living in Massachusetts, working for some super progressive politician, hanging out with people I had nothing in common with except ideology and drinking all the time. But that's no joke, guys. That is no joke what's happening at colleges to kids. So you're paying all this money to put your kid into college only to have their minds twisted like little pretzels. How terrible is that, that you can't just go to school and learn about the classics and learn about math and whatever else that you need? I mean, what is it about this? It's crazy land. It breaks my heart that people have to go through this. And they're paying for the privilege of it. That's the thing. And how many families have been torn apart by this? I mean, that's the biggest issue. Yes, it's tearing people apart on a personal level, having this debt weighing over them that they cannot discharge through bankruptcy or anything else. And now, you know, it's tearing apart families too. Not just a person on themselves buried in debt, but their families are being torn apart. That's what you're learning in college now. Pretty scary, frankly, see what's happening now. And for $60,000 a year. How can college cost $60,000 a year? But I think that's what it costs to send my nephew to college. How can this possibly be? I don't even understand. And a lot of people have bachelor's degrees. You get a degree in women's studies. What good does that do you? You can watch Lifetime and hate men for free. Oh, look, the men are always the enemy. Lifetime, the next Lifetime special. Great. Why would you pay money to be taught that men are the enemy when you could do it for free? I don't know. But it's sad. And I think a lot of these women, too, are easy pickings because they didn't have good fathers. Because of the situation with the home. And obviously fewer fathers in the home or more and more divorces where women alienate the kids from the dads or the dads just walk or whatever it might be. There's a lot less of that. And it's very sad. And so those women who don't trust men to begin with are much more easily convinced that men are the enemy. And that can't be good for anybody. I mean, we can't ever believe that somebody's the enemy just because they're white or black or man or woman. Come on. We're supposed to be better than that, aren't we? I think so. All right, much more to come on the Heidi Harris Show coming up next hour. Every Sunday night, I'm here 7 to 9 p.m. right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and I'm doing this live on the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page. You can watch me doing that. Coming up, here's a crazy story about some people who had twins, and they had been frozen as embryos, listen to this, 30 years ago. And their reason for doing it is going to be very surprising. So we'll get to that. And of course, you love this. The mayor of St. Louis is upset about Twitter. Yeah. And we're going to talk about this guy about to be executed, Kevin Johnson. His daughter wants to come and watch him be executed. He's being executed for the murder of a cop, which, as far as I'm concerned, you deserve if you do something like that. So we'll talk about that story. As you know, it's a local story, and we'll get to that here in a minute. And also this metaverse. Have you heard about this metaverse that Mark Zuckerberg's so focused on? That's where you wear those big goggle things and you go into a different universe. What's happening with all that? We'll talk about that much more in the next hour of the Heidi Harris Show right here on 97.1 FM Talk. As I said, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. Coming right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.